Look at that smile.
I know. The brakes definitely work, so that's
good. They're tight, right?
Yeah, they're very tight, yeah.
That is WBUR producer Cassandra Sunt trying out a new type of bicycle designed here in Boston. The company is called Fortified Bicycles, an appropriate name given the goal to build rugged bikes that can take the bumps and bruises of being ridden around in cities. In short, urban bicycles. They're tough-looking, weatherproof, aluminum-framed with puncture-resistant tires and come in 1-speed or 8-speed. And the company claims that bike parts are locked down with theft-proof bolts and cannot be stolen. The bike is called the Invincible. At the company's headquarters in Chinatown, Fortified President Tivana Moore told us where the idea for this bike came from.
We started when a friend of ours got hit by a car when he was riding at night. The reason he got hit was because he didn't have any lights on his bike. And it wasn't because he was being irresponsible, but it was because the lights had actually been stolen earlier that night. And so we looked into it and we started asking ourselves, is this an isolated problem or is this something that people are actually experiencing while riding in the roads? And it turned out 1 in 3 city cyclists have their lights stolen. And 80% of cyclists forget their lights at home and at work because they're frequently taking them off trying to avoid theft.
So you started by making a headlight, and you've expanded since then.
Yep.
All right, so telescoping to today, on the floor outside of the room where we're chatting, you have a couple of bicycles. They're your product, the full bike called the Invincible.
That's right.
What's the inspiration?
So the idea was, having talked to hundreds of cyclists who were riding beaters, as we call them, essentially ugly bikes that they don't invest any money into because they're afraid that they're going to get picked apart or stolen or frequently have to maintain, people were saying, you know, it'd be great if I could have the convenience of a beater without the aesthetic downside of it and without having to worry about things getting stolen on it or getting flat tires or it rusting all the time. So out of that, we boiled that down to a few key features that the product needed to have. And when we put it all together, it was a pretty tough bike. So we thought the name Invincible was appropriate.
What makes this bike different than everything else or anything else that's on the market?
So aside from the fact that we've designed all the individual components to survive in the city, we also offer this service. It's called Fortified Theft Protection. And what it essentially does is, if any of the components or the bike itself is stolen, we ship you a new one within 24 hours.
So you've designed the bike so you can't steal the components, you can't steal the seat.
There is a small chance, but because we've designed these in-house and they are custom, it's a very, very small chance, and we're willing to put our name behind it.
So the pre-orders have finally turned into bikes that people will be riding on the streets of Boston.
Magically.
Kind of exciting for you, I must imagine.
Very, very exciting. I think the most exciting thing is I'm starting to get text messages from friends now saying, I saw one of your bikes.
So what happens if a bike is stolen? What's the process?
So the process starts with the customer reporting it to their local authorities. And then we verify with the local authorities to make sure that there actually was a theft that took place. And then once we've sufficiently verified that, we ship the customer a bike immediately and leaves our warehouse within 24 hours.
But so far, no thefts.
No theft.
So let me put my glasses on so that I can just take a look at one of these bolts that are custom designed and either non-breakable or at least very hard to do that. Is this one of them here?
Yes.
It's almost like a 5-petal design. It sort of looks like a little flower inside.
Looks can be deceiving. It looks like a flower, but it's certainly much tougher than that. The way that we came to this design was actually iterating on about 30 different designs and using different tools that the average bike thief would use to try and get at them. And this performs better than most of them. Now, this isn't actually our only design. We have several different variations that we roll out in different production runs to make sure there is not one single key that's floating out there.
Okay. To make it even harder.
To make it harder.
Is Boston almost like the perfect city for you to launch this?
We've got the rain, we've got the snow, we've got what a lot of places all over the country are going to have. So by designing a bike that is tough enough to survive in Boston, we've essentially designed a bike that's tough enough to survive anywhere.
You don't need to go to a test track, you have your test track.
That's exactly right.
Tivan Amor is president of Fortified Bikes in Chinatown. Working directly with customers, the company expects to sell 1,000 of its new bikes this year. Find this Bostonomic story and others about innovation in the Boston economy at our website, wbur.org.